The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
30-point win for Grovedale. Bell Park coach Shane Jack has been good enough to join us. He's with Josh Conway.
Thanks, Kingy. Jackie, what did you make of that performance, mate?
It was pretty disappointing, to be honest, mate. Take nothing away from Grovedale. Their relentless attack on the ball and their pressure around the ball was really good. So, our on-ballers got showed up a bit and it was... Our school levels just wasn't up to GFL standard today, so it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you turn the ball over, it's going to be hard to defend. So,
is that where you thought you fell down the most today?
Yeah, I think so, mate. Yeah, the midfield battle they won, and just our turnovers, and that's got to do with their pressure. But also, I think when we had blokes out and released, they just missed some easy kicks. So I just said to the boys after the game, it's round one, and it's a disappointing start. We've just got to get back to work and. So, that'll start on Monday night. We'll have a bit of a skills session and then, front up again because we don't get any easy. We go Colac at home, so, yep.
Jackie, Kingy with Jay Stewart and Matty Kershaw over in the K-Rock box. You've got some blokes who are sore, ice on the knee of Charlie Wilson, ice on the hamstring of Tim Sherringham. Obviously, the young Cunningham after that collision with Nathan Deans will have to be assessed in some way. Have you got any early updates on any of your injured players that came from the field?
Young Hamish has gone to hospital, so we'll just have to assess him and have a look at him. Had a quick chat to him, but he'll go get assessed from in at Geelong. Tim Shez has looked like he's done a hammy, not sure how bad it is, but we'll just have to assess that. Had a few boys cramping, had Charlie Wilson at the end cramping, had Jacko Shez cramping. It did look great at the end, but we'll just have to assess all them. So it's only probably Hamish who's gone in and Tim has done his hammy, so the other boys will just have to have a look at.
Okay. With Hamish, is there a concern there's a fracture or something like that?
Yeah, I'm not sure, mate. I saw the incident, obviously he was down on the ground and I had a look at him on the bench, but I haven't had the full report yet. I'll go in and see him now in the hospital and we'll just go from there.
Shane, commiserations. I thought from a couple of positives were obviously I thought Luke Goetz was okay in the ruck against Ryan Abbott. I thought they had a pretty good duel for most of the day. Aiden Domick was pretty good. He tried to spark you a couple of times in the second half, and he looks like he can be a pretty important player for you.
Yeah, look, I said to the boys after the game, I thought our midfield was beaten dominantly, but I thought there was a good ruck battle. I thought Goetz held up well, especially around the tap work and stuff like that. So he was really good for us. So it was just probably our boys underneath the footy that probably didn't get the job done. And, Domin's a good player. That's only his second game. He hasn't played any practice matches or anything like that. So he's only going to get better and better, and his fitness base is really high. So, he'll be really good for us when he's not at Werribee.
Yep. Speaking with Bell Park coach Shane Jack, he's Matty Kershaw on K-Rock Footy.
Jackie, commiserations, mate. It's always a tough one losing the game of footy, mate. It was a bit of an arm wrestle for a fair chunk of the game.
Yep.
And I thought there was one moment there that may have just swung it back in your favour. A nice little run down by Jack Sarcevic that turned the game, and all of a sudden you kicked a couple of goals in red time that really worried Grovedale. Mm. What was your message at three-quarter time to him in relation to that? Because it was right at the end, and I thought you guys had your backup real, you had a bit of momentum really there.
Yeah, we did, mate. We got, I think that got us within 7 points, I think, going into three-quarter time, and we're just pegging away. And I think the thing that probably hurt us, I think Matty Ianelli missed a shot from 20, 25 out.
Yeah.
That probably would have got the scores level, and then probably the ascendancy going towards us. But he misses that, and they go down the other end and score. And you could just see from the bench a few blokes drop their head, puts it to 13 points instead of even. And that's what I said to the boys. It was a bit disappointing towards the end because I just thought we gave away a few easy. I know the game was probably done, but just gave away a few easy goals. So, in the end, it was 30 points, but probably wasn't a reflection of the game, I didn't think. I thought we started quite well. Their second quarter was good, and it was a bit of a tussle all the way then. But like I said, nothing away from them. They were really good.
Yep.
Publicity for the GFL's never been better across all the media outlets, Jackie, but you're probably wishing that there wasn't one that had Lachie Patton as the popular pick to win the Matheson medal because all of a sudden he's got a target on his back.
Yeah. But that's the way it goes, and I talked to Paddo about that, and obviously I made some comments about Paddo, but I still stand by that. Obviously, teams are going to put some work into him, but that's what it is. They started to put work into him pre-COVID the year before, so he's just got to work through that. I'll work through that with him, and our other midfielders just have to chop him out as well. So he the kid who was on him today did a really good job, but he'll get back to work and he'll be fine.
Right. Jackie, really appreciate your time. Commiserations on the loss today. Big one next week against Colac at High Sushi Oval. Are you getting your head around that?
Yeah, it's a bit different, mate. It's a bit different, but it's good. It's good for the club. Don't mind a bit of sushi, so we'll be in and support them. Kersh will be able to help us out. So
yeah, I'll come down, mate. I can't wait until there's a Carlton Joy Oval somewhere.
Number one supporter, Kersh.
Yeah, exactly, mate.
Great stuff. Good to talk. Jackie, commiserations again, and I really appreciate your support of K-Rock Football.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jackie.
Shane Jack joining us following Bell Park's 30-point loss this afternoon.
The Geelong Marine World post-match interview.